Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. Off being Superman, improving our signals. You're listening to the program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM in Madison, in the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. We are joined by Sean Fetaplace of Main Street Alliance. Sean is on the road, coming back from a round small business roundtable up in Appleton. And one of the things you started touching on between all the different races that Main Street Alliance is going to be working to get some information out there for voters on where these candidates come down is both in the 3rd Congressional District in Western Wisconsin, but the U.S. Senate race that is going to be heating up, and as well as the governor's race that is going to be heating up here in Wisconsin. And one of the things, Sean, that is particular to Wisconsin politics, but you can see it in other areas around the nation as well. There's this urban-rural divide that is growing further and further and further. And you're seeing a lot now that it's election season again. You're seeing more stories talking about how can candidates, how can Democrats, how can Republicans reach out to these rural voters? Because in Wisconsin, it's a big part of the electorate. There is a large rural population in Wisconsin, and elections are decided on razor thin margins here. One of those things that is connecting that divide is high speed broadband, and I'd be curious to know if there is a lot of that that's being talked about. I know it's an issue that I hear a lot about. Is it an issue that you hear about as well, outside of for small businesses like childcare, healthcare, paid time off, paid leave? Is rural broadband and getting high-speed internet another one of those issues that Main Street Alliance business members are talking about, or is that just something I'm reading about?
Yeah, it is something that folks are talking about. If you look at a lot of rural parts of the state, and we work pretty heavily in like Mesomamy and New Glarus and Mount Horeb, and then going up to the Driftless region, there are parts of the Driftless region where you not only don't have very good internet, but also you don't even have cell service, right? And for a lot of these businesses that during the course of the pandemic end up selling a lot more online, they pivoted more to online sales in order to be able to keep their business afloat. And so as a result of that, you know, having a good connection to the internet is really important. Thankfully, because the infrastructure package that was passed by President Biden and by in a bipartisan way in the Congress, we're able to start getting a lot of those lines in the ground, so to speak. And you'll see more and more of that as grants are awarded over the course of the next, you know, year or two. And so we're really excited about that. But I think the thing, honestly, I hear the most in especially rural communities is health insurance. We need to, at the state level, expand badger care. And if the state won't do it, if the legislature won't do it, then we need the Senate to take action through the reconciliation package, through action by the Senate, to do it for the state and to make sure that 95,000 people can get access to health insurance. I've talked to numerous, many small business owners in rural parts of the state that are uninsured, that are underinsured, that aren't able to start their business because of lack of access to affordable health insurance. And so, you know, I think that engaging in working in these rural communities all across the state as an organization, and it's certainly been a priority of ours, we need to make sure that we understand that there are differences in rural communities, but also a lot of the challenges that they're facing are some of the same challenges that folks in Madison, Milwaukee are facing every day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's unfortunately a sad thing that gets glazed over a lot of the time. It is a politics. There are individuals here in the state of Wisconsin that play politics by trying to divide rather than unite. And unfortunately, there's a lot. We got a lot more in common between an urban and rural divide. Excuse me. It's almost the weekend. It's Thursday that feels like a Friday, but it's just a Thursday. But we have a lot more in common than we have different for all Wisconsinites, and we all want the same thing. We want good-paying jobs. We want to be able to provide for our families, and we want to be able to have access to good quality, a good quality of life. And it's a shame sometimes that it gets thrown into that divide all too often, but it's excellent to hear the work that you're doing at Main Street Alliance to be able to have those conversations, make those connections, and advocate for policies that help not just Madison and Milwaukee, but also Viroqua and Bayfield and all around the state. Just the fact that for far too long we've had this divide is upsetting, and I'm excited to hear from a lot of these candidates and continue to follow the work that Main Street Alliance is doing leading up to the elections, because it's a really pivotal time right now. I always joke, Sean, I'm a relatively young guy, but every election of my life has been the most important election of my life, and it seems like this one is not the exception to that. It's going to be an important 2022 election, and I'm really grateful for all the work that you're doing out there talking to small business owners and advocating to the candidates running to represent Wisconsin in Congress and here in the state on these issues that I don't see a whole lot of other organizations talking about. So I really appreciate you taking the time and stopping on the road on your way back home to be able to have this conversation. How can the listeners find more about Main Street Alliance and what they can do to get involved with the work your organization is doing?
Yeah, just briefly on the rural outreach today, Corrine Hendrickson, who's a child care provider in New Glarus, and Kyle LaFond, who owns American Providence in Mount Horeb, they've been busy telling their stories, and we've been capturing their stories today to really talk about what it's like in rural communities. I would say for folks who are listening to this, tell your story. Talk with your elected officials. Talk with the folks in your area who are running for office, and make sure they hear what you think needs to happen in order to make sure our main streets are able to thrive. Go to myvote.wi.gov, make sure to vote in the August 9th primary, and join us at mainstreetalliance.org to become a member and be able to build power for small businesses all across our state.
Fantastic. Really appreciate you joining me on the show today, Sean. Safe travels home. Best of luck with the continued work that you're going to be doing here around Wisconsin with Main Street Alliance. Really appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. You too. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. We'll see. Maybe the big guy will surprise us tomorrow afternoon and grace us with his presence. But I know he's hard at work. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. 844. I'm giving you the phone number instead of the podcast.
You can call me. I'll give you the podcast.
Yeah, Evan will tell you where the podcast is as well. But you can go check out the podcast for yourself at devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab. It's Dueling Tangents. Really easy to listen and follow along. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. We got the Matt McNeil Show coming up next, and I will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.